Blessings of Eid. Blessings of Eid. Blessings of Eid. Blessings of Eid.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, before we begin, let us expound on the virtues and the salvation that we attain as believers through the recitation of Durood and Salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he has beautifully stated in his Mubarak hadith that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most Durood upon me in the world. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Inshallah, let us start this lovely program with the recitation of a beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Anbiya mein sab se aala aap hai, sab se bartar, sab se bala aap hai. Anbiya mein sab se aala aap hai, sab se bartar, sab se bala aap hai. Kya nahi hai aap rab ke fazl se, kya nahi رب کے فضل سے میری کیا ہستی کہوں کیا آپ ہے میری کیا ہستی کہوں کیا آپ ہے انبیاء میں سب سے اعلیٰ آپ ہے رحمت للعالمین فخر رسول رحمت للعالمین فخر رسول نور حق مسجود کعبہ آپ ہے نور حق مسجود کعبہ آپ ہے انبیاء میں سب سے اعلیٰ آپ ہے سب سے برتر سب سے بالا آپ ہے یا رسول اللہ مرتے دم یا رسول اللہ کہا تھا مرتے دم قبر میں پہنچا تو دیکھا آپ ہے قبر میں پہنچا تو دیکھا آپ ہے انبیاء میں سب سے اعلیٰ آپ ہے مرشدی احمد رضا فرما چکے مرشدی احمد رضا فرما چکے مرشدی احمد رضا فرما چکے سیدی کعبے کا کعبہ آپ ہے سیدی کعبے کا کعبہ، آپ ہے انبیاء میں سب سے اعلیٰ، آپ ہے جا کے خالی گھر میں کر ان کو سلام، جا کے خالی گھر میں ان کو کر سلام، جا کے خالی گھر میں ان کو کر سلام، کیونکہ ہر گھر کا اجالا آپ ہے، کیونکہ ہر گھر کا اجالا آپ ہے، انبیاء میں سب سے اعلیٰ آپ ہے، ہے مدار بدر بس اس جزم پر، ہے مدار بدر بس اس جزم پر، میں ہوں منگتا میرے داتا آپ ہے، میں ہوں منگتا میرے داتا آپ ہے، انبیاء میں سب سے اعلیٰ آپ ہے، سب سے برتر سب سے بالا آپ ہے۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, the day of Eid, let us learn the true Islamic spirit of spending the day of Eid the right way, inshallah, and try to abstain ourselves and our carnal desires and keep them in control and mend them for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. It should work for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and not in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, especially on this day of Eid, because it can be the day of Eid, and if we don't take heed, if we don't take precautions against this evil of nafs and shaitan, Allahu Akbar, this same day can be the day of wa'id. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant the tawfiq to be the obedient servant in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Eid. And it is mentioned that the day of Eid is also called the day of mercy. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal descends mercy upon His servants on this blessed day of Eid and on this Mubarak day that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created the paradise and also created the tree by the name of Tuba, Allahu Akbar, within Jannah. And He had chosen Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam for wahi. And it was on this day the magicians of Pharaoh, they repented, Allahu Akbar, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this has been mentioned in Ghunyatul Talibin, Allahu Akbar. Now, there were many other nations besides us, meaning the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were other Umam that celebrated the Eid in their own ways and which wasn't in correspondence with the Islamic teachings. On their day of Eid, they used to go worship idols, they used to go roam naked, they even used to go and do things in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar, and offer their deities, their idols, their offerings and sacrifices, etc. Now, there were other nations, and this shouldn't be the way that our Eid is celebrated. Inshallah, let us celebrate this Eid in the true spirit while we are the grateful servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah, through this barakah of keeping ourselves intact and keeping our actions intact with the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this Mubarak occasion of Eid, Allahu Akbar. Now, what is the difference between the nations that unlawfully celebrated their Eid and between the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how it should be our responsibility to spend the Eid in a correct manner and in the way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not become a means for invoking the wrath of Allah azza wa jal upon us, ma'azallah. Every nation has their own ways of rejoicing the festival of the Eids coming from all walks of life and cultures and different religions at once, or moreover, that throughout the year many cultures and many religions, they have their own celebration of Eids that involves committing various types of vices such as singing, dancing, drinking, gambling. May Allah safeguard us from celebrating our Eid, Allahu Akbar, in this foul manner. And we are, alhamdulillah, fortunate that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us the Muslim Ummah, the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the pure religion of Islam through his beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Islam prevents its followers from committing any types of vices at all times and occasions, and especially on the day of Eid, which is the day of making Allah's dhikr in abundance. It is the day when Allah Azza wa Jal showers upon us with His infinite mercy. And if His servants get involved in any kinds of vices, Allah Azza wa Jal leaves that individual deprived of His mercy. Allahu Akbar. Let us not deprive ourselves of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah, let us drown ourselves and get acquainted with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal on this Mubarak occasion of Eid. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran about the importance of us being grateful in His court, and He says,
لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ.
If you are grateful, I will henceforth give you more, and if you are ungrateful, my punishment is henceforth severe.
And when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrated to Madina Munawwara, he observed that the locals there had selected 2 days to celebrate and spend them in activities that opposed the criteria of attaining spiritual state, Allahu Akbar. He instead gave them 2 days of Eid to rejoice and be happy. It is a happy occasion. And those 2 occasions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted the Ummah of his, that it is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that the real Eid of the believers is in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and in His remembrance, Allahu Akbar. It is through the dhikr and salah that Allah Azza wa Jal turns our sorrows into happiness and provides ease in our problems and difficulties, Allahu Akbar. This is how our Eid, the Eid of Muslims, should be celebrated. Inshallah, let us strive for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the pleasure of His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with His servant, this day would be the day of Eid for him. If our exterior is clean but the inner self is dirty, or if we make ghusl and clean our outer body, our outer appearance, but the heart has the filth of malice, jealousy, hatred and backbiting, and disobedience towards our parents, negligence towards salah, fasting, hajj and zakat, and we eat haram, and the curse of speaking lies is there, arrogance and boastfulness is there, and other shaitani traits which are within our inner selves, then our soul is definitely corrupt and our hearts are still filthy. Then in this state, what is the use of wearing sparkling clean attire and clothes if the inner self is so dark with all sorts of dirt on it? Allahu Akbar. This is the moment for us to ponder, to look into ourselves and to introspect. Now, there is something that we can do about if our hearts have become stiff, if our hearts have become very hard and stiff and they do not take counsel. Allahu Akbar. There is a cure for it. And there is a cure that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. If you place your hand on the head of an orphan child, it will soften your heart. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the child. He went closer lovingly and asked him, "Why are you crying, my son? What has befallen you?" He did not recognize our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the child, and replied, "My father, he had taken part in battle with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and got martyred during the battle. I have no one in this world now. If my father was alive, he would also give bath to me and put new clothes on for me and, holding my finger, take me to Eidgah with him." Allahu Akbar. Today, when I am seeing these children wearing new clothes and celebrating Eid, I am missing my father, which brings tears into my eyes. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked him up and held him to his chest with utmost affection and took him home, gave him bath and put new clothes on for him, applied perfume and carried him to Eidgah on his blessed shoulders. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "How would you like if I become your father and Aisha radiallahu anha becomes your mother, Ali radiallahu anhu as your uncle, and Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma as your brothers, and Fatima radiallahu anha as your sister?" Only then the child realized that the one showering him with so much love and mercy was none other than the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The child said, "Ya Rasulullah, there is nothing better I could wish for." Allahu Akbar. When people found out and saw the child showered with so much of love by the mercy unto the world, rahmatan lil alameen, they wished, "We wish our fathers were also martyred so we could deserve this much love and affection from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Subhanallah. This was the love and affection that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would shower upon an orphan on the day of Eid. Subhanallah. And this has been mentioned in Zubdatul Wa'izin. And this beautiful story should inspire us that it is sunnah to include the orphans and underprivileged in our celebration of Eid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, giving the glad tidings about the one who takes care of an orphan, and has stated in his Mubarak hadith that that person will be in paradise like these two fingers of my hand. Like this, Allahu Akbar, so close to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those of us who seek the company of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam should take heed of this nasiha of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, by the rahmat of Allah azza wa jal and by the bestowal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the owner of Jannah, we will be in his company in Jannah. Inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madni channel, this is the true spirit of spending our Eid, of taking care of our fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, and whoever is in need, we ought to go and help them. Fitrah is there for that purpose, that when we are well off and we are celebrating our Eid, the poor community of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not left out. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his beautiful deen, he has incorporated the rights of the underprivileged at each and every occasion. Allahu Akbar. Through the means of zakat, sadaqat, charity, fitrah, and so on, these are all means for us to realize that this beautiful deen, that we should take care of those who don't have. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, if our neighbor is hungry and we are eating full stomach, we can't truly call ourselves that we are practicing the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not the way he would like us to behave. And if we see a person hungry, Allahu Akbar, and we are eating full to our capacity, Allahu Akbar, this isn't the way our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would want us to be. This is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us mend our ways and change our state, that inshallah, if we please our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our creator Allah azza wa jal, inshallah Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also shower us with mercy in this world as well as in the hereafter. Let us remember those who are deprived of worldly wealth, but if we are capable of helping them out, inshallah, let us help them out so it could become a means for our salvation in the hereafter, as well as we would be helping somebody through our whatever means we have, whether it is monetary help, physical help, through any which way. You know, even if you don't have the means to give someone something, at least return with a smile, Allahu Akbar. This is also one way of giving charity. If you don't have any means of giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at least not be harsh on those who are in need of our charity and who are in need of help. And the Holy Quran clearly declares that وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. So this should be our attitude. Let us make a pledge that inshallah I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Blessings of Eid, blessings of Eid, blessings of Eid, blessings of Eid.